Today, 19 wealthy nations offered more help to the countries hit by last month's earthquake and tsunami. The so-called Paris Club, meeting in the French capital, agreed to freeze those nations' debt repayments. So far, only Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and the Seychelles have said they may take up the offer, and critics say the rich countries should have canceled the debt altogether. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Speaking to journalists at the Paris Club headquarters in the French Ministry of Finance, Director Jean-Pierre Jouyet said any country affected by the disaster could, if they wished, have their debt payments suspended immediately.
Dans ce cadre exceptionnel, les créanciers du Club de Paris.
And in a rare move by the Paris Club, Jouyet announced that the tsunami debt moratorium would be free of the usual conditions set by the International Monetary Fund. Indonesia, the country hardest hit by the tsunami with at least 105,000 dead, is also the country saddled with the most debt. Indonesia is still reeling from the Asian financial crisis of the late 1990s, and having its debt frozen for a year will free up $3 billion for use in rebuilding.
Kami mengajak pemerintah pertimbangkan skema-skema ke arah debt relief.
Speaking in Paris, the Indonesian Foreign Minister Hassan Wirayuda said that while the country was grateful for the efforts made to relieve its debt, it would prefer to receive donations. Brian Hammond, who tracks worldwide debt at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, says a debt moratorium is not the best solution for the tsunami-hit countries if they can avoid it.
If you've had to have some of your debt processed, then, of course, it makes the credit markets think, well, am I going to get all my money back? Even though these are very dire circumstances, everyone understands the reasons, it still can hit that credit rating.
The tsunami-affected countries of South Asia are by no means the world's poorest or worst burdened by debt. India and Thailand have indicated they don't need the moratorium. Some analysts say it's unfair that these economies are being offered debt relief while the poorest countries of Africa have not. Many aid agencies say the Paris Club should be talking about canceling debts, not temporarily suspending payments. Jean Mercard of the Catholic Committee Against Hunger and for Development says even before the tsunami hit, many poor nations could not sustain their debt burden.
If you take the case of Indonesia, for instance, we realized that Indonesia needed 50% debt relief in order to satisfy the basic needs of its population.
Two countries likely to accept the Paris Club's offer, Sri Lanka and Indonesia, have long-running rebel insurgencies. The OECD's Hammond says they will have to be closely watched to make sure the money freed up by the debt moratorium is used for relief and reconstruction. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.